Good evening and welcome to the Adam of Venus. This is episode 147. And in today's episode, we're not going to be talking about a book or a lesson we can learn or something I've been doing. Instead, it is out of a book, but it's more of the outcome of that book and how relevant it to today's society it is. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about Friedrich Nietzsche's book called Beyond Good and Evil. And it's a mixture of different things. He critiques philosophers. He also says about the modern time, you know, in his time and whatnot. And he also predicts the future, right? So it's an interesting concept there. And we're going to go through that. But the main thing is how relevant Friedrich Nietzsche's prediction of the future is now. We're also going to be going into Dostoevsky because he said some things about the future as well. So stay tuned. I hope you enjoy this and let's get into this. So Friedrich Nietzsche is a German philosopher. We've actually spoken about him before and some of his works and whatnot. And he's often known for talking about the reason why nihilism is so damaging and how important purpose is and how it drives us, motivates us, gives us inspiration and whatnot and so on. You get the idea. But I've been reading a book called Beyond Good and Evil, and it's a good book. I've read about, I think, 10% of it so far, so still got a bit of way to go. And he talks about, first, he rants on a bit about the philosophers, and I was quite shocked about this because, you know, usually philosophers are very thankful and grateful for previous philosophers and whatnot. But Nietzsche almost spills out all his truthful comments and what he thinks of previous philosophers, his opinions and mistakes they made and whatnot. We won't go into that. I want to focus more on what he said about the future. But that was really interesting. He then talks about some of the modern times. And the first thing I noticed was how bad the times were compared to now. Because he talks about all the sort of things that he does. He says that, first of all, he's a struggling writer about in his time, right? When he wrote this book, he was a struggling writer. And that it was very hard for him to get his work out published, especially when he was first starting. He said it was awful because no one would listen to him, and he thought that he was just rubbish. But it's just that the competition's hard. There's other great philosophers, speakers, other writers and whatnot, and so on. Another thing is that the sort of living was hard as well. So it was actually quite common in his time to see crime happen, to see fights, to see rape, to see murder, to even see monarchs completely humiliate what would be known as peasants and whatnot. That may have seemed like a more medieval term, but it's actually still relevant to the industrial area where Nietzsche was born. And the thing about Nietzsche is that despite all this chaos and eruption and obviously hard focus that he had to sort of persevere through, he still managed to create very good piece of work. He still managed to make all the work that he wanted to do and that could obviously make an impact in today's world. I mean, if you think about it, he wrote books in the 1800s, the mid to late 1800s. He was born, I think, 20 or 30 years after Dostoevsky, and his work is still relevant today. If we have a look, so if I Nietzsche, I looked before, but not probably in Friedrich Nietzsche. He was born from 1844 to 1900, so didn't live very long. He lived 55 years. But he was born from 1844 to 1900. So when he was turned 24, 25, that was when he really started to release books because he just finished university in the University of Basel. So one of the things that he said was that he believed that in the future, that there was going to be a huge array of communism in the world, that communism, socialism, a lot of the left were going to grow further and indoctrinate the growing generations. That's the first thing that he said. And he said the reason being because of this is because he believed that a lot of the, even though, so even back in that time, a lot of the parties which won were actually middle right political parties, like conservatives and whatnot. I don't know what it was called then in Germany, but it was simply medium right. They sort of won the parties. However, underlining that, and business corporations and whatnot, and private businesses, it was typically left political parties which were dominating that. So socialists, communists, and whatnot. But the communist was more dangerous, and what he, I don't know much about communism, but he described that as being more dangerous because of the uncontrol of it, right? If anyone knows about Stalin, he became a dictator. And if you, I've read a bit of Stalin, if you look at Stalin and Hitler, one thing you'll find is that they were extremely good at being charismatic and manipulating and making it seem like they know what they're doing. And I have no doubt about the last part, but the problem is no one else knew what they were doing. No one, clearly no one knew that they were going to do the things they did. But they sort of manipulated their way to success from sheer manipulation. And of course, as any sort of person, writer, they would not want that. You know, I'm pretty sure anyone wouldn't want that. But he discovered that, and he realized there was a lot of underlying parties who had very bad intentions to cause problems to people in the long run. Now, if we look at the 20th century, and of course, he was born in the 19th century, so he predicted that in the 20th century. He predicted that they were going to actually influence bad problems to happen to the public, and that was through ways of inflammation. That was through ways of changing things in their food and diet. So he purposely, he put this prediction, not a fact, a prediction of the future in there, and it actually became correct. What he said actually came true, because if you look at World War II, what they went through, over 6 million people died of inflammation in Russia, right? The same with Adolf Hitler, right? There was a lot of inflammation when Adolf Hitler was there. Of course, he killed a lot of Jews there and whatnot. But his prediction of the future was actually valid. And that, if you think about it, is very, very scary, realistically, because you think to yourself, well, if he predicted that and it was that relevant, that close, imagine what, you know, he thought of the possible future after that, of what, the 21st century. And, you know, history repeats itself, as the saying goes. Why wouldn't a similar thing happen in the 21st century, right? We had the pandemic. We've seen what happened there. We've had problems, you know, economically with different businesses and whatnot, different corporations and stuff like that. All these different bad things have happened, right? So what's not to say that, you know, this sort of thing wouldn't repeat itself? And now it's, of course, it has been completed in a more subtle way, right? In the Russian time, when Stalin was around, it wasn't subtle. It was obvious he was doing this thing, but the people there were completely powerless, right? So it's just, it's very, you know, very intelligent of his prediction, because he's clearly looked at the relevant parties and people there very well. But it's scary how accurate he was. Now, what's also accurate and similar, I'm going to go on someone else now, another famous philosopher who you'll know, called Dostoevsky. Dostoevsky is actually Russian, and he was born in the same era, in the same time of living. Actually, no, he wasn't. He died just before Steve. He died when Stalin was born, but not in the same time as him. So Dostoevsky was born 1821, died 1881. So Stalin was born 1872, 74, I believe. I think it was 1872. And he died just as, like, you know, Stalin was growing up. And what's most interesting is that he believed that, so most of his work was on human psyche. And then Nietzsche's sort of work, it was a bit in psyche, but it was more to do with philosopher, with philosophy, ancient philosophy, and of course, modern philosophy in his time. And one thing Dostoevsky said was that humans were capable of both extreme good and extreme evil. So it was all dependent on their choices. He also believed that the actions that you make in the present moment can make a detrimental effect to your future. And therefore, it's vital to make the right decisions now in the moment, not wait, to not ponder, not procrastinate, but to make the correct decisions now in the moment. And that, he said, all the small mistakes that you make in the moment add up and accumulate to make big, massive impacts that can really affect your future. So he really did stress the importance of making sure you get your head straight and making sure you get your life in order and making sure that you work to the best of your ability and make the correct actions in the moment. Like, not now, not later, not a couple of months ahead, in the moment. And Dostoevsky, he also believed that, the same as Nietzsche, he believed that there would be certain people who were called evil and havoc to the world. And have a look, we had Stalin, we had Hitler. There was Mattia Tali, I think he was. He was a imperial leader of Italy. Dictator. I search up, Dictator of Italy. Benito Mussolini. Born 1922. No, sorry, he ruled in 1922. That's when he came to power. So that's another one right by there. But he believed that would happen. He did also believe that there would be good in the world as well. And that a lot of good people would, of course, see this and look their best to make, you know, the most out of the world and you know, bring hope and peace and joy to the world. And he believed that it was distinctly by people's choices which would determine the potential outcomes of their life and how far they would go, how much they would achieve and whatnot. So he believed that importance. And again, what's most interesting is how true and how relevant it is in today's society. Like, it is almost insanely accurate because what they said actually came true. So, was Dostoevsky and Nietzsche geniuses? I don't know, but I do believe that they were intelligent, and of course their predictions were correct. So, maybe a good note to say from this, to end it, is that, okay, what sort of predictions can you make from the future from looking at previous history? All right, maybe that's a good question for you to answer yourself, right? What questions, right, could you be asking yourself now so that you could better prepare for the future? Because, yes, we can all make world predictions of what we think is going to happen in the next, you know, 10, 5, 20 years and whatnot. And especially in technology, it's probably easier to do that than ever. But we also need to ensure that we are making good predictions for ourselves. Because again, it's easy to critique ourselves, but it's very hard. Sorry, it's easier to critique other people, but it's very hard to critique ourselves. That's probably the hardest thing people, you know, tend to do. They don't know how to do that. They don't even want to do that. But it's necessary. If you want to grow, right, you can't expect to not grow and not critique yourself. Those things don't come together, right? So maybe a prediction. If I was to make a prediction, I'm not going to give a proper prediction of what I think is going to happen in the future. I think we should wait for that. But if I was to predict, I would say that there's going to be, anyone can change this, of course, but there's going to be more people who are who develop idiocracy, who develop laziness and not doing any work. I think there are going to be people who are addicted to technology and it takes over their life. And I believe there's going to be people who use technology effectively and it makes all the future for their life. I believe old sort of business ideas and whatnot, such as, you know, taxis and libraries and whatnot, those sort of things will go out of fashion and they won't happen anymore. You know, I think that audiobooks will take over the libraries and books. Do I want it to happen? No, I much prefer them to stay, but I do think it's going to happen. I think, well, obviously iTunes and stuff is taking over music, but I think Spotify will probably take a bit more. I also think it will dominate the podcasts and whatnot to come. Netflix, I believe, will take over the films. They won't exist. In terms of humanity, I believe that there will be more groups, there will be more division. I think it'll be more about appearances and whatnot. People will become dumber. There'll be less importance for education and more based on qualifications, so like university and stuff. It's not really based on actually learning new relevant things and things they really enjoy. It's more about the appearance. It's more about the qualifications. It's more about looking good, right? Which is never good. So there's that. Do I believe there'll be a World War III? That's an interesting one. That's a hard one, actually. It's definitely a possibility. I think we would have learned, believe it or not, I think we would have actually learned from previous history and the pain and chaos that's caused and actually not do it again. But I could easily be mistaken and it could easily happen and I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. But that's just my prediction. I don't think it's actually going to happen. So that's my thoughts there. I think social media will dominate the world, which has become bigger and bigger and bigger. I think there'll be more business ideas based on social media. You know, things like metaverse enough, but I think there'll be more things like that that will arise. What else? I don't know. You know, I might do another part on this. I might do another part because there's a lot to talk about. But overall, I think what's already happening now with social media and with Spotify and Uber and all those different types of things, I just think it will develop further. I can definitely see that happening. So that's my prediction for this episode. Let me know what you think. Be good to hear your thoughts and see what you think. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe none of this will happen at all. I might be completely wrong. But again, based on history, I probably say it's more than likely to happen. So if you enjoyed this episode, guys, I'd appreciate you giving me a comment. Let me know what you think, what I can improve on, what could be better. Always looking to improve and whatnot. Let me know. Did you enjoy this one? Did you not? Did you find it rubbish? Whatever you think. I'm all open ears. But I will hear you for the next episode. Again, I hope you enjoy this one. Let me know what sort of episodes you want to find more. If you want to contact me and let me know your thoughts on the podcast, maybe what I can improve and what things that you look at in the next, message me on Instagram at jbryant_2001. And we can have a chat there as well, if you like. But without further ado, I hope you have a great day and I'll see you next time.